In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For many of us, Epiphany is one of those feasts that can be a little difficult to understand. Of course, we celebrate the incarnation of our Lord on December 25th, placing emphasis on the Lord's Nativity. While we consider the Epiphany an important day within the season of Christmas, it's usually not front and center. For that reason, the meaning of the Epiphany can be a bit obscured. We consider the word itself, Epiphany. In a more colloquial sense, we use this word to signify a moment when we realize something important or significant. In times like this, we even say, I've had an epiphany. Something hidden to us has been revealed and made manifest, and we suddenly recognize its importance. The same is true for the Epiphany of the Lord. At first glance, anyone looking at the Christ child would not notice anything of particular interest. He's a baby boy, and a poor one at that, born in a manger, innocent, helpless, hardly the way anyone would have expected the Messiah to enter the world. Yet here he is, lying in Our Lady's lap, surrounded by St. Joseph and these magi. In the Gospel, we hear this story of the magi traveling a great distance to pay their homage to the newborn King of the Jews. These men, whom the tradition names Balthazar, Melchior, and Caspar, are not even Jews. They're not people of the covenant, yet they recognize in this child someone of great importance, even God incarnate. They recognize that God has manifest his divinity in the person of Jesus, fully God and fully man. They're so moved by this that they give him gifts of tremendous value, gold and frankincense and myrrh, gifts befitting a king. These Gentile men recognize what many of God's chosen people at the time missed, that God's salvific plan was being revealed to humanity not through the law or a prophet or a mighty king. Instead, it's revealed in Jesus Christ, a person who is both divine and human. St. Thomas Aquinas talks about how fitting it is that God chooses to become human in the incarnation. He says that a thing can be called fitting because of its nature. Thus, a thing is most fitting to the degree in which that thing arrives at its natural end. For God, goodness belongs to his very essence. It has to do with what it means for God to be God. St. Thomas says that it's fitting for goodness to communicate itself, to diffuse itself. And thus, it belongs to God's essence to communicate himself in this manner. And how does he do this? He does it by joining creation to himself in the person of Jesus Christ. God so loves creation that he's even willing to become what he is not, a person with both human and divine natures. By doing so, God diffuses his goodness. He spreads it out. He elevates all of creation, and especially human nature, to what it was like before the fall of our first parents. And not only that, God makes it possible for us to surpass what we were in the beginning. He allows us even to share in the divine life of the Holy Trinity. This is what we celebrate on this great feast of the Epiphany. God has revealed all of this in a tiny baby boy. Throughout our Lord's life, there will be many more epiphanies. All through his public ministry, our Lord is further revealing himself to humanity. Stories of miraculous healings, the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus walking on the water. Each of these stories make manifest something about Jesus that God wishes us to see. We could spend hours contemplating each one of those mysteries. Finally, our Lord does not just manifest himself in these extraordinary moments. We can also recognize his presence in the ordinary day-to-day events of our lives, in the quiet of prayer, through members of our families, in the poor and the forgotten. Our Lord's invitation to us as the Christmas season continues to unfold is to be alert and to pay attention. Will we carry on with life, not noticing Jesus revealing himself to us? Or like the Magi, will we journey from afar to encounter him, God and man, made manifest to us? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.